the 40-Day Health Challenge.
You got me fired up.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hi, my name's Caroline Murphy. I'm from West Cork, originally from London but living there now and delighted to be there. I am doing the 40-Day Health Challenge because I want to be a better version of me.
So what have you found to be challenging up until now? Like, what is it that you want to change about? Is it your mental or your physical health, or what is it?
It's kind of a bit of everything, really. I want to lose some weight. I want to be fitter. I used to be a lot fitter. Life in general, busy, just kind of made it harder to be fitter. So I want to get the focus back. I want to get some organisation into my life. And I just want to eat better. I'm sick of cooking the same dinners. So I wanted new recipes.
Okay, what do you normally have up until now?
It's good food. Mm. It is good, but it's the same good food. Mm. So we're very much meat and veg and two spuds. But we'll have spag bol, chili con carne, lasagna. Not lasagna, more shepherd's pie. But just to get fed up of cooking the same meal. So it's nice to mix it up a little.
Are you a sweet tooth or a savoury kind of girl?
Both. love cheese, really love cheese. Cheese and wine is a really good combo. Just love food in general, all kinds of food, and that's kind of a difficult thing. Portion sizes are a big issue, I suppose. Yeah, so but also like trying new foods, trying something different, but just learning to eat more mindfully and to eat better and healthier foods and get that better balance with protein and carbs and all that kind of
thing. Who's in your household?
There's me, there's my husband, and I have four kids. Well, I say kids, but they're all grown. There's 22 years old is Billy, Caitlin is 20, Callum is 16, and Izzy is 14.
Okay, so are you and the dog? Are you having to cook loads of different dinners then?
No, we're very much, well, I was very much, I do all the cooking at home, very much a one dinner for everybody. Now, that hasn't quite worked out with the plan, but it's not a big deal either. They did the kidney bean con carne, and as my son said, con carne means with meat, but it didn't in this case. But I made them chili con carne, and then you could have done the kidney beans by yourself, even though that's not what I did because I was too late and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, I just make small adjustments if the lads aren't quite. So I might add chips or potatoes where there's none for me. I did the turkey burger during the weekend, that was delicious, but I would have given that to them with chips. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
it's just making those adjustments and making it easy as possible on myself.
Caroline, you live in quite a rural part of Ireland.
Yes, I do, but it's beautiful.
Now, the pros and cons of that.
The pros, there's loads of pros. Beautiful scenery, fabulous beaches, West Cork has amazing restaurants. People are fantastic. People's support has been amazing. It's just an amazing place to be. The pace of life is much slower than the city. You know, going to get a loaf of bread can take an hour sometimes. Now, some people might see that as a con, but it's just a great place to live where everybody knows everybody, and you know, and it is like to go for walks and swims in the sea. It's just amazing to live so near the water as well.
Okay, I'm not hearing any cons there.
No, there is. There has to be some. I don't know. Maybe we're too far. You know, certain things, stuff like this or stuff like that, your concerts you can't go to. But you're very happy. I think I'm down there too long now. I don't think I could live in a city anymore. Just enjoy. I just enjoy it down in
I just wondered, because we'd have so many listeners, you know, living in rural Ireland. I wondered, and the radio is a great escape as well, and a form of connection I guess as well for people, even if they're living alone. And I just wondered, in some parts of the country, is there a sense of isolation at all?
Yeah, there can be, and sometimes you have to kind of make the effort, and sometimes it's easier not to make the effort. But you could quite easily go days without seeing anybody if you wanted. But part of it as well, I suppose, if you're living in a good community like that, people will know that you're not around, so they'll notice. So, you know, very often people won't wait to be asked, they'll just knock on the door kind of thing. So it is important, you have to try and get yourself out there. You know, it's a bit like everything, you have to make the effort kind of thing. But the community, certainly down in West Cork, is amazing. People are just, you know, and it isn't without its fault, don't get me wrong, Trina. But for me, living in rural Ireland, although it is rural, there is a beauty in that. But sometimes it does take that little bit extra more effort.
Okay, particularly in the weather that we have gotten.
Look, very tough. We have a free-range egg company. I couldn't get out doing deliveries because the roads were just no good. Sometimes you just have to accept what you have to accept and understand you can't change everything and you're not in control of everything. So as Dr. Eddie was saying, live in the moment. You know, the snow thawed and the ice is gone and life moves on. So for those couple of days, it's fine.
Okay.
It is fine.
So don't get down about things like that. Just move on.
Just move on. Things never ever stay the same. As you know, good times don't last, but neither do bad.
West Cork eggs. So you always have eggs for your omelettes, etc. Yeah. There's no excuses.
No excuses. So my husband's a dairy farmer, so we always have eggs and milk, right? So we never.
When can I move in?
If you move in, you'll get a job. That's the other thing, right? There's always a job to be done. So 2025 actually is our 10-year anniversary. So we're going 10 years. So it's been an amazing journey. It's been brilliant. Met people I never would have met, done things that I would never have done. And it's given me, you know, huge confidence. And I'm very proud of what we've done.
Yeah, I wondered about that because as a business owner, you know, you're working for yourself and people are reliant on you, like you said, to do the deliveries and all the rest. Stress levels must be there as well.
They are. Now, in the beginning, certainly I did everything myself, and then I realized I couldn't, so I now have four staff. So I do have a driver and I have three people helping me collecting and packaging the eggs, kind of thing. So, but yeah, the buck stops with me. Everything, you know, really it is down to me. You have to learn to manage the stress, and again, kind of, you know, I do get stressed and then I just take the breath and go, right, there's always an answer to everything. And also that's where asking for help comes in, because chances are in business someone else has been through the same problem. So sometimes you don't need to go through the whole motions. You can kind of try and bypass and go, look, I need help. Have you ever dealt with something like this before? And people are really good. Mm. They will help.
For anyone else who might be self-employed listening, I'm sure they can really connect to you, Caroline. It can be hard to get, like, you can't do a 9-to-5 when it's your business. So how do you have a routine now where you do switch off to give yourself that time to look after your own health?
No.
Right, so this is the balance you need to strike.
Yeah, and also we're farming, so like eggs are laid every day, cows need to be milked every day, so farming's difficult that way. There is no day off. That takes a long time for me to adjust, and sometimes there are some weeks I get kind of, God, I'd love a Monday to Friday finish at 5 o'clock and you don't have to think about it. But there are the benefits in other ways, like there's, you know, I can take a morning off and go and meet a friend for a coffee or go for a long walk or something. So you have to get very good at managing time. And in doing that, then you will have your time off. It's important to try and have family time, but work still needs to be done 7 days. So you have to get clever at how we manage. So meal times are important to us. I like everyone to eat meals together. So we have some sort of connection during the day. Do we have, you know, to make those provisions in order to be able to go on holiday. Yes, it takes work and somebody else has to come in and mind the stuff, but we all need that time off. We need to have time away to recharge the batteries and come back better and ready for work again.
You just wouldn't be like these couples who go on a weekend away, you know, once a month, like we're told to do to look after our relationships.
No, it doesn't happen. Yeah. Doesn't happen. But for me, It's going for the walk, it's going for dinner with my husband if we can. It's doing all those things, and sometimes they may take a bit more extra effort or you have to think about it a bit more. But look, we do it. Do you know what I mean? We're still together anyway. So, you know, it just takes that little bit of effort, but it also becomes life. And for me, farming was a great way to rear our family. We spent a lot of time together. The kids work very much in both businesses, in both West Cork Eggs and on the dairy farm. So that gives them different kind of work ethics and principles. And as I say, you know, understanding of teamwork. And it's very much a family business, and also with the staff I have, I couldn't do it without them either.
Yeah, brilliant. Now, there's a very funny clip of you, Caroline, right? When your metabolic age was announced.
I didn't realise this made such a big thing.
I think it's gone viral at this point.
Yes, yeah, I've never gone viral before.
So, Caroline, how old are you?
52.
And your metabolic age came out as?
61.
And the girl said, your fellow challenger said, Caroline, you don't look 61. And Caroline said,
because I'm not 61. I'm not 61. I'm still not 61.
So Caroline, the fact you live in rural Ireland, it takes an awful lot of effort to go to a shop to buy biscuits and cakes. Just don't buy them.
Yeah, but you see, then the family want them and I've got them banging on in my ear about, there's nothing to eat, there's nothing to eat.
Kick them out, live alone.
Just ruined my marriage, Trina.
You can go see Dr. Eddie afterwards for the counselling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's about balance.
Yeah.
And you have, like, life happens as well, and you can't not have stuff in the house or be around stuff It's learning about saying no.
Yeah.
And by eating it, I'm only fooling myself anyway. So I'm only going to be sorry for myself in the end. So again, in moderation, I've never said that I'm not going to have another glass of wine. I'm not going to have any chocolate or any cheese and crackers, whatever. But you don't have to have them as often as I was having them.
Okay.
And just to enjoy them more and to again, appreciate them more. Mm. And not just, like, you have a bar because you're hungry, but half an hour later you're hungry again anyway. Do you know? So it does take organisation. It does take a bit more effort and making good choices. But so far, it's worth it. Okay. It is, because you feel better.
The mood is good.
The mood is good. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it was a bit of an up and down journey partly, but more ups than downs.
Yeah.
And also there were times, certainly with the exercise and Carl Henry's planks, that you really don't want to do it, but you have to do it because you've signed up for this challenge. You don't have to, but I wanted to do it.
Did you ever feel, oh, why did I sign up for this?
Yeah.
Well, I just want honesty. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I did. And I was like, what have I done? And it was a really, because I heard it on Classic Hits and I said, right, that I could do with that. Mm. So I thought I was just signing up to do it. I didn't realise I was signing up for this, right? So then you go, I got the phone call and you're kind of going through the process. Then I just wanted to see if I could get it.
Yeah.
So then, thankfully, they said, yeah, you're in. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's grand now. So, but the reality didn't sink in that I actually had to do 40 days. 40 days didn't sound very long then. 40 days is still 40 days.
And well, all eyes are on you.
Yeah. So, and the reality is different. And I was like, why did I do this? Look, you know, but if I had, I would have given up otherwise. I wouldn't have done it and I wouldn't see it through. Yeah. For me, as one of the challenges with Eddie was, you know, make a commitment to doing the 40-day health challenge. But for me, it's to finish the 40-day health challenge. That's, you know, to get through it and to do what I have to do and just do the challenges. And you take it challenge by challenge. Yeah. Some days it's just meal by meal. Do you know what I mean?
Because
life is still going on. Life is still continuing. So, but that's the good thing about a challenge. It kind of, for me, it breaks it down into bit by bit, instead of saying, right, I'm going to lose X amount of weight, I'm going to be very mindful and I'm going to be wonderfully fit. It's just getting Carl's exercise done. It's just eating this meal and it's just getting through Eddie's nature.
Finally, there's great camaraderie amongst the challengers.
Brilliant crack.
Yeah.
We have the WhatsApp going and it's constant. And again, we're all on different places in the journey, so it's great to have that support or to be able to give that support.
Yeah.
Couldn't ask for a nicer bunch of people to do it with, and I mean that, and they make it.
Have you got a best buddy on the challenge?
I'm not going to say. We're all great pals.
Yeah.
And look at it, you know, again, depending where you are from and stuff like that, but everybody is just on the end of the phone. And it's amazing. It's brilliant. I'm delighted to be part of it. Really, really am.
Best of luck, Caroline.
Thank you.
The 40-Day Health Challenge. You got me fired, 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 fired up. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.